Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Daily Virtue. I'm so stoked you're tuning in again because today we're diving into something super important. Prioritizing your mental health. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, ugh, not another self-care lecture, hear me out. This isn't about bubble baths and essential oils, though those are cool too. This is about building a foundation of strength and resilience so you can navigate the ups and downs of life with grace and clarity. Ever feel like your mind is a runaway train, constantly buzzing with thoughts, worries, and ta-das? You know that feeling when stress starts to creep in, and suddenly everything feels overwhelming? Trust me, I've been there. But here's the thing. Taking care of your mental health isn't selfish, it's essential. It's like giving your brain a regular tune-up so it can run smoothly and efficiently. So, what are some practical ways to prioritize your mental well-being? Buckle up because we're about to unpack 5 key takeaways that can make a world of difference. First up, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean you need to become a meditation guru, though if that's your thing, go for it. It simply means being present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Ever notice how easily we get caught up in thinking about what happened or worrying about what might happen? Mindfulness helps us anchor ourselves in the now, which can be incredibly calming. Even a few minutes of focused breathing can work wonders. Next, set healthy boundaries. Think of it like this. Your energy is precious. You wouldn't let just anyone walk all over your physical space, so why do we often allow others to encroach on our mental and emotional space? Learning to say no to things that drain you, protecting your time, and prioritizing your own needs are crucial for maintaining a healthy balance. Third, move your body. Exercise isn't just about getting fit, it's a powerful mood booster. When you move your body, your brain releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that can combat stress and anxiety. It doesn't have to be anything intense. A walk in nature, a dance party in your living room, or even some yoga stretches can do the trick. Number 4. Cultivate meaningful connections. We're social creatures hardwired for connection. Spending time with loved ones who support and uplift you can provide a sense of belonging and purpose. Nurture those relationships, engage in conversations that matter, and don't be afraid to reach out when you need a helping hand. Finally, practice self-compassion. This one is huge. Be kind to yourself, even when you make mistakes. Treat yourself with the same understanding and gentleness you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Remember, we all have imperfections, and that's okay. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're walking down the street, feeling stressed about a deadline looming at work. Your mind is racing with ta-das, your shoulders are tense, and you feel overwhelmed. Suddenly, you remember these 5 key takeaways. You take a few deep breaths, focusing on the present moment. You remind yourself that saying no to extra commitments is okay, so you decline an unnecessary meeting. Later that day, you squeeze in a quick walk in a nearby park, soaking up some fresh air and sunshine. You connect with a friend who lifts your spirits, and before heading to bed, you offer yourself a kind word of encouragement for all your hard work. See how those simple actions can shift your entire perspective? That's the power of prioritizing your mental health. It's not about becoming perfect. It's about making small, consistent choices that add up to big changes over time. Remember, you deserve to feel good, both mentally and physically. So, go out there and make your well-being a priority. I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite ways to prioritize your mental health? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to Daily Virtue for more inspiring insights and practical tips to live your best life. Until next time, stay virtuous.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.